Can you all hear me if my phone is like down in an area where it's not right up against my face?
We can hear
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, we can
Okay,
hear you.
good.
All right, welcome to the Sustainability Advisory Board meeting on July 18th, 2019. We have nobody here to comment from the public, so we'll go right into check-ins. We have just say your name and any updates or news you want to report to us. I'll start. I'm Cindy Ellison, co-chair. Don't really have any updates or check-ins right now, other than enjoying the summer. Last night I hosted a big party at my house with Portland Audubon people, so I got that was really fun. And yeah, we had a lot of environmentalists and birders on the deck watching osprey, so it was pretty fun. Go ahead next.
Yes, Mary Baumgartner, member of the advisory board. I don't really have anything new to report. Just getting ready and excited for the fair.
Exactly, working hard.
I have made some contacts with some organizations that I'd like to share at some point with 350 PDX, and they gave me some important materials. So
for the booth?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
But and also ways to kind of reach out and how to get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just
in time.
Yeah. Sorry, I sent an email, but I didn't send the whole group by Mary.
That's okay. I didn't get it.
It's
construction
either.
Season.
Yeah, you're right. I've noticed that around town.
For construction management.
You want to go next, Sarah?
Oh, sure. Hi, this is Sarah Harding Mim on the phone, board member. And I don't have any updates, but Cindy, when you said that you were watching Osprey last night, I don't know if I mentioned this when I introduced Ozzy's name,
yeah,
but he was named after Osprey.
Yeah,
so we love the Osprey. That's so cool that you did that.
Oh, yeah. I know, last night they must have known it was all Audubon people because they just appeared and landed in trees, and one tree on either side of my deck. It's really fun.
Cool.
Kim, you want to check in? And
hi.
Say your name. And
Kimbria.
And
this
updates?
Is Sarah, it's Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
Sarah. Okay. Hello.
Any updates, news, anything?
Sorry, this is the sound of me switching gears.
I know exactly how that is. Yeah,
triaging. Updates. Well, I'm going to be at the parade, so we're in
Good.
The parade, right?
Yep.
Okay. And we're either all bees or I'll have the headband if my niece. She had these huge hibiscus, so that you know I could just do the black thing. And if I can't get it from her by tomorrow night, I think I've got yellow duct tape.
Good.
And we'll sort it out.
Sort that out.
And then as far as the booth goes, I had emailed back that I can help on Saturday, but do we have any holes on Saturday?
Oh, I've got that going. Let's we've got a whole half hour devoted
okay,
to that.
Okay, that's fine. That's
so
fine.
We'll go through that.
So, you know, between now and the last meeting, I mean, I still get information on charging stations, but I figured the focus today was going to be on the fair and
most
the booth,
of the parade.
You know,
yeah.
Since it's in 2 days.
And then towards the end, we'll talk about what we want to prioritize
mm-hmm.
going forward. So, all right. And Terry couldn't be here tonight. And
then Darren Wise, staff. And I do have one update. So Glenn Friedman has not resigned from the board.
Ooh, really?
We've convinced him to stay on till the end of the year when his term is up. But
yes.
he will only be able to make the October and November meetings.
Okay.
So if we want any expertise from Glenn before he leaves the board, we should schedule something in October or November when he's going to be here.
I was wondering about just sending him a quick email to see if he would be interested in manning the booth at any point.
Yeah, so he had sent me an email saying he was going to be out of town this
bad.
Weekend. So.
We could ask... who's the gal that I think did she used to be on the board? Is it Anne or
Cameron?
Sarah would know. Anne.
I'm trying to think of her name. Her card's at my house. When I went to the Tualatin River Keepers gala fundraiser, Terry Cummings was there, and because the mayor sent out something to the sustainability board of the Tualatin River Keepers. So I was at the same table with Terry and the woman that's associated with you guys, and I can't think of her name. I ran into her at the Oregon City Farmers Market. She was at the booth where they have the no pesticides, maybe it's the OSU Extension.
Gosh, I can't think of an and, but the recent members were Claire, Sarah Wyman, Tamara Gilbert. My gosh, this other lady, I'm blanking.
She might not be a member, but she's like friends of you guys.
It wasn't like Sharon.
Sharon.
Oh, okay.
Sharon Delagio.
We were just talking about her earlier.
Yeah. And so when I told her, I'm sorry, I'm getting there. So when I told her, when we had the vacancy, I said, there's a vacancy, are you interested in applying?
Right.
And she says, you know, I might be. Send me some information. Hmm. So her card's still sitting there.
Sounds like we'll definitely need her. Well, when Glenn.
Yeah, so that could be good timing,
mm-hmm.
too.
Probably for her, too, maybe. Because I know she's busy.
Sorry, I took an off-ramp on getting to her name.
We posed the same thing earlier. All right. Here we go. Next on our agenda is to review action items from our past meeting, which most of it seemed to be related to the fair. Residency requirement for board membership.
Yes, so you have to live in the city to be on an advisory board.
Yeah. Okay. And Jim is across the street?
Yes.
Okay, from the city. Mm-hmm. All right. So we know we're Mary's already worked on the banner and the design. The education series marketing. I have flyers that actually Alicia ended up doing for me. What do you think?
Very nice.
She just did it, and I'm there. Let's just do half sheets. And so we have, they're only, I didn't mention the October date. I just really wanted to push the recycling thing. So I think I've got about 50 here. So I think what we'll do is we'll just try to give them to as many people as we can at the fair. And Sarah helped with the wording and stuff. So all I did, Sarah can't see it, but it's similar to the one that I sent you, Sarah, but she replaced the picture with something else because she couldn't duplicate it. She needed to change it a little, make some changes. So you'll see it.
Great.
And let's see. And Darren sent, so we have printouts of the plastic spill, the neonics resolution, and the strategic plan all here to put at the table. And I think it's kind of a good thing to, like Sarah was saying, just to have on the table too. Refer to and maybe have it open so people might want to look at it. See that we have a plan.
Yeah.
And of course, it is our homework for everybody who's new, myself included, to read the whole thing. I've skimmed it too. I need to read it because I didn't. I had no, it was done in 2015. So, and we also need to reread it, and because one of our goals was to look for climate action things and maybe add climate action to the addendum. So that's the other thing.
That would be a good one for Glenn to be involved in.
That's so true.
Well, especially because wasn't the EPA just going to go ahead and put a bee-killing pesticide back on the market?
Yes.
I mean, they're still fiddling around with stuff, so it'd be nice to have that language saying, you guys can goof off at a federal level. It's not happening here.
Yeah, well, we do have this resolution here that was passed When was that?
2017.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. But Glenn could definitely recommend addendums to this plan that addresses climate change. So we'll definitely ask. We should add that to our. Do you want to add that?
No.
I'm sorry, Kim. Darren's already started. Kim had offered to take minutes.
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, it's right there.
Sorry. Okay. My bad. Let's make it an action item for me to contact Glenn about that, maybe. See if Glenn would be interested in coming up with that.
We could also maybe do a little research into, I know Milwaukee has a pretty extensive.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we talked about
climate action plan.
The cities that actually have them.
Yeah. So there's.
And I think Glenn is.
Okay.
Glenn was kind of our climate action guy.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
He might already be aware of
probably.
I've read some of those. All right. I still need to invite Lisa Clifton to a future meeting. I wanted to get through this with you, Pat, first.
Oh, she's going to Africa soon.
Oh, is she really? Like for for how long? Do you know?
I could be wrong, but I think her daughter said maybe 4 or 6 months. I don't know if maybe
that
Mary
long?
Could talk to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely get on that then. Do you know when? You don't know when she's leaving.
Her daughter just had a baby a couple weeks ago, and I heard that she was going a month after the baby was here, so that would mean going any like sometimes very soon, like the next couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So her daughter lives in South Africa, or Africa?
No, her daughter lives here in West Lynn.
Oh, okay.
And that stuck in my mind because I was thinking, oh my God, her daughter's going to be by herself with a 4-week-old. So that's why it stuck in my mind of, oh my God, I can't believe
she's
leaving.
Leaving, yeah. That's
yeah.
Okay, all right. So I will email her right away then and get her schedule. And that's something we need to, also have that on the agenda for next meeting to talk about the community garden stuff. Darren already printed the plan, as I said. I did contact John. John's really not available. Poor John. He committed to help a friend with ALS in Dallas, Texas, and he's not just helping. I mean, he's doing like almost 24-hour care for this person, so he has no time to do much of anything from there. Oh, and Sarah, the next thing is check with Clackamas County on any kind of recycling game or info for the fair. Do you have an update on that?
You know what? Alex is at home with me. I'll send him a text. He's in another room.
Okay.
And I'll ask if he knows anything else about that funnel. But at the very least, they can give us a ton of marketing materials, like, you know, recycle this, not that. But I don't know if they'll have the in-person stuff to give a visual because Master Recyclers might be using it at another event.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I think we have quite a bit of stuff.
And this is a long shot, and it's also 2 days before the event. With the street dance where Westland was there, I mean, they did a good job keeping everything clean, but I don't remember if they had recycling garbage cans all over. Did they?
No, they didn't.
So is that might be pulling a rabbit out of the hat, but is there any way, since you're texting your husband in the other room, if he's got contacts with Clackamas, if they can put out those event bins with the recycling?
Are you talking about, like, so any attendee would have the option to recycle?
Yeah, like, you know, like, you got garbage cans all over the event, but then next to the garbage cans, you have a place to toss your plastic bottles or cans or whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. My very limited knowledge is that the event organizer would have to be looped into that, and then I don't know, like, if they have a stock of those that are all ready to go or how that works, but I'll ask because maybe he knows that they're already providing stuff for that event.
It's worth a question. I mean, it's Thursday. It's a long shot, but if it can happen, sweet. And if not, then it's next year.
The city, it would come from the
city. Doesn't have that stuff.
They just don't have it.
I can't imagine. I mean, you wouldn't own that because it's just for once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
But because you have Metro and Clackamas, you know, they might, since they promote that stuff. You see it at events and then it goes away.
I want to say they usually do have recycling at the fair. I have a memory of seeing the bin.
Okay.
Yeah, they will definitely have recycling.
Yeah.
Maybe not as many as you're talking about. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't hurt to check and see if they could have extra near our whatever.
You can certainly look for them.
I see that she's typing back to me.
Oh, okay.
That's why I asked. It's like, it's a long shot, but it's still possible. You know?
I also did bring... I have some activities too.
Yeah, that's why I thought if since Mary has some activity games and stuff, we're probably fine without.
Yeah, we actually have
recycling stuff.
Almost probably more than we
need. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay.
Traces. Okay, good. Then recycling is off then.
All right. And then I noticed that the minutes are out of PDF, so if you could send that template.
Yeah. I was gonna clean it up a little bit before I sent it.
Okay. Just send it to all of us.
You formatting it and changing the fonts?
Yeah. That's right. I do want to go through the other action items from
From before? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because
most of them are mine.
Okay.
So I did send Mayor Axelrod a reminder to look at the SAB charter.
Oh, good.
I checked with the building official about the state solar readiness for single-family homes, and that is being done. So new single-family homes get wired to accept solar panels.
As of right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So that way, if you buy a new single-family home and you want to put solar panels on the roof, you don't have to retrofit the circuitry to pull in electricity. So that's being done currently. Metro does have the compost bins.
Yeah.
They sell them for $59 a bin, $16 for the aerator, and $8 for the counter. Little bin for your inside your home.
Is it it's still the bullet shape or the
the
rounded thing?
Yeah, the ones with the lid that screws on the top and the little door in the bottom.
Yep.
The process timing of getting an ad in the utility bill. So utility bills are printed the 15th of every month. So if you wanted to get a message in a utility bill, we would have to have it all worked out into them before the 15th so they could get it printed and put in and mailed out. And they send bills out every month.
There's a lot of people like myself that get it electronically. I wonder what the percentages are of people that actually get it in the mail. How many people get it?
No idea.
Yeah.
I somebody would ask.
No, that. Thank you.
So, are you asking if they can add it onto the PDF?
It would
be
nice if
they're getting
if they
electronically.
Could. Yeah, it'd be nice if they could just add another item that said newsletter or whatever.
Well, they have. Yeah, because they haven't. I mean, it'll be the thing from the mayor or whatever. I mean, it's always.
Yeah.
I haven't gone paperless yet.
Is it like a little newsletter?
It's like a little newsletter. Yeah. So I would imagine if they're doing it electronically, can you add that onto your list to see if the newsletter gets attached to the bill?
Yeah, it might come from a...
Because it's still paperless.
Yeah, I wondered if it's
unless,
coming from
you know, I don't know how the bills go. I mean, do they just show up into your... Do you get an email? Or does it show up into your banking?
No, I just get an email.
Okay.
And then I click on the email and... opens up my bill and pays it and everything, but there's nothing in there ever about a newsletter or anything, any info at all. So I don't know. That would be. It was the same when I lived in Lake Oswego. It was the same thing. I never got the newsletters there either.
Well, because it is a good place to make announcements, because sometimes that's how I see stuff. I always look at the newsletter, not like I'm like super excited, but sometimes there's content in there that I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. The one in Lake Oswego, he used to do, you know, little tips on saving water and native plant. I did a couple of articles for them on native plants and stuff. And if I saw it on my little email, I would click on it, but it's not there.
Sorry, so the last one was... Yep. Did you contact
I did.
Alicia? Okay, did, so yeah. That's...
I did that. And she just sent me that. And it's, yeah. And that's something for us that we remember to use, actually use that resource too. All right. So, now we can go to the fair.
So you got number 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we have to approve the minute. Well, we don't have a quorum, right?
We do.
Oh, yeah, we do. If Sarah can do it via phone. So did everybody take time to read the minutes from June 20th?
Yes.
Any
yeah.
changes or corrections?
They look good to me.
They look good.
Okay, then the minutes are approved. Via consensus, I guess.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So, I guess the first thing maybe we should talk about is the schedule. So, I just did a little thing here. So, what Friday, I'm assuming, Kim, are you still bringing a table?
Yeah. I've got the short, does anybody have a tablecloth?
Yes.
It ain't pretty.
I have a tablecloth. Actually got one from
the... Did you want it Friday night?
I
have
a tent. So,
it's kind of heavy.
We were thinking... Terry said we had to be set up by 4 p.m.
On Friday?
Tomorrow. Which surprises me because it doesn't open until 6, but maybe they just want to make sure everybody's not setting up at the last minute.
Carrying things in.
Yeah, traffic.
Yeah, and traffic, too.
Can I leave?
Oh, but you can't be there that early. So.
No. I mean, I can be. I don't want to count on being home that early.
Yeah, if you're only bringing the table.
Well, I can put it in my driveway. I'm in Willamette on 16th Street.
Oh.
So if somebody can pick it up, I'll just put it in my driveway.
I can probably do
you
that.
You want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's not the super long one. It's the, you know, it's a folding.
Like
but
a 6-footer, probably.
I'm so sorry to jump in. I may have to get off the phone in a little bit. I hear Ozzy wailing upstairs.
Oh, okay. Okay, feel
but
free.
Is there anything else we need to vote on?
Oh, let me see. Well, we were going to discuss sort of, you know, kind of what we want to prioritize going forward at our next meeting. Do you want to?
I guess I'll weigh in on that real quick, if that's okay with
okay.
the group
yeah.
to jump in.
Sure.
I was thinking about, like, how much time went into creating the sustainability plan, and of course that was part of the consideration of like, oh my gosh, how are we going to make the whole new climate action plan, and then
right.
you know, let's just focus on the addendum piece. And I was thinking about just throwing this, I guess, question out to the group of, do you think that we should evaluate what of the current sustainability plan has already been worked on, and kind of looking at a progress report of the plan that already exists before diving into a whole new section on climate or updating a plan that we don't really know like where the progress is at.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just some food for thought to, you know, because I know we had talked about like, oh, we should add stuff about climate, but my whole piece is like, well, are we actually following the plan?
Mm-hmm.
And should we take some meetings to, you know, like basically make a checklist and update council of like the progress of the plan that exists, and then ask them for guidance on moving forward with the climate piece and the addendum.
Do you think, yeah, I was just thinking of how we would go about doing that. Would we maybe do it section by section? Because it would require a little research to find out, well, has the city done this, and have they met that, and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. I'm just kind of in my head scratching it like, you know, it's really cool to make a plan, but if we're not, like, tracking, you know, our progress, then I just don't want to dive into a whole new thing.
Yeah, well, definitely, what do you guys think?
I agree.
Okay. All right, then. I can just let you know what we, you know, the next step on that issue.
Okay.
So if you have to leave right now and... just off the top of my head, well, maybe we should take sections, you know, 1 through four or something and you know, dive into that. But
yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, everyone. Okay, so I'll see you on Saturday at the fair.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. No problem. Bye bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Oh, she's coming. She can't get. She only signed up from 1 to 3, so I
not coming to the parade.
I don't think she's mentioned the parade.
Well,
but I can email her. Maybe that's sort of a last minute decision to
right,
make
whether or not
may
or may not work
if she shows up. But I'll ask her about that. All right. So. Anyway, so Mary will pick up your table,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll set up, because I'm bringing a big bin of stuff. And I can stay till 8. I figured I'd stay till 8. So we'd set up at 3:30 or 4, then I figured I'd go home and then go back at 6 and work till 8. I guess did you see Terry's email? I think we have to have some sort of a schedule of when we're there, when we're not going to be there. Like if we're not going to man the booth till 10 o'clock, till the fireworks start, or fireworks start at 9:30. But how do you guys feel?
I can be there in the evening.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of you might want to be there anyway to watch the fireworks, right?
I'll be there in the evening tomorrow night.
So
I'll be around.
Okay.
So if the booth is empty, I will go into it.
All right.
Occupy the booth.
And we have is our booth at a spot where you can see music and all that sort of stuff? Okay. All right. So you guys can go up. And then Kim, you'll just be there if you can be later after work.
So I saw the email, but I'm trying to keep up with the schedule. So when's the whole booth?
The booth's open at 6.
In the morning?
No. P.M. Friday night. I'm talking about tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow. So we're just talking tomorrow.
So
yeah. So the booth's open at 6 and 9:30 is fireworks. So I assume there's probably not gonna be a lot of booth action during the fireworks. So
let me reverse engineer it. And then Saturday we've got the parade. Parade starts, so we have to line up at 8 for the parade?
Well, where are you?
9,
8:30, 9.
Okay. And then...
I mean, we don't all have to be there. I will be there.
I'll be there.
And
because Terry pre-registered us.
Okay, so we don't have to go there
and
register.
And I think they've given
Do we have a stick to put the banner on?
No, we'll hold it. I meant to bring it. I'm sorry I didn't. But
we can hold it, but it's still going to be saggy.
It would be
hold. You know what I mean?
I don't think it will. But we'll be able to hold it.
I mean, it's small town. It's okay if it's saggy, but I'm just saying if we have a...
That thought occurred to me. Because
I kept thinking
too.
Of bungees or something.
So you said there's holes only in the corners?
They're only in the corners. Oh. So the middle's going to sag.
Just kind of somebody in the middle holding it.
Have someone walk in the middle, or make sure we're far enough apart.
Yeah. All right then.
I think
keep it
simple,
and then we march it down to the booth.
Yep. But I think there is one of the things I read about parade registration was that it starts at 8, but it goes till 9, and then at 9 everybody moves over to an area where you get judged. and then at 10 is the actual parade. That's why we were thinking 8:30 would be probably fine. But
I mean, I'm around the corner. I'll be there. I wanted to know how much
true.
We need to.
You guys are
I've helped out with the waiters race before, which is right before the parade. So I didn't want to talk to him about helping him because it's really funny.
It is cute.
Have you seen
the what race?
The waiters race.
I thought it was on Friday.
He's got it right there.
Saturday right before the parade.
Oh.
Well, it's not on there.
Maybe not. Maybe
there's something on Sunday. No,
it's right before the parade.
That's the pancake thing.
Okay, so what coverage do we have at the booth on Saturday?
So on Saturday, we have... I'm there from 11 to 1. Terry's there from 11 to four.
So from four.
So we're Terry's by himself right now from
three to.
Oh no, Sarah's there. From three to four.
Three to four.
Yeah. So and then we don't have anybody after four. And then it ends at 8. It sounds like 8. Well, 8 o'clock is when the last band starts, which is probably another time when there's maybe not a lot of booth action. But you guys.
How late do they want us to have the booth, have someone at it?
I think the whole evening goes till, 10?
Yeah.
There's a point where people kind of.
Yeah,
fade away, especially if there's music performing and stuff. So that's why I figured if we ended at 8, what do you think?
And I will actually for sure be there
anyway.
Starting at 8.
Have you been to this before?
8 in the morning?
No.
I mean, I go, but I haven't manned anyone's booth.
Why? Because you're going for the music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the Temptations are the band that I... have a connection.
I might be there too. I just haven't. Saturday night I can't. Never mind. We have a very close friend that's having a retirement party. That's why I'm not really available.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to kick you out if you're not at your
booth either.
For the whole time.
So
you'll be okay.
But we need someone there starting. So far,
okay.
On Saturday it doesn't have.
So we have Terry and I, then Sarah and Terry.
O'clock.
So starting
but he
at
said Terry's alone from 3
from
to
3
4.
To 4. So from 3 on, we could use some help.
So I can help at 3. What if I just did what if I did 3 to 6? And we call it good at 6.
3 to 6.
And I'll come. I'll be around.
Okay.
6 to I'll let's say 6 to 8. I'll be there. And then I'll be there after 8 too.
Okay.
If someone looks like they're interested in, cuz it's actually right by the main stage. So
yeah, I just pulled
the
up
booth?
The
yeah.
map.
Okay.
Yeah.
The booth is? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you
so
have
which,
our...
Oh, yeah. Great.
We're 43.
Up here.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's funny. That's not...
You thought it was closer to that.
That's actually not... This.
You sure we're 43?
It's a little bit different than
about.
What really is out there.
We're
see where 44 is?
Yeah.
That's really where we are. So I don't know if they changed their minds and moved us over from being...
You sure we're not 44? 43?
I am sure.
Okay. Maybe they're next to each other and they just didn't show it that way.
I think they didn't want us.
If you're setting up, I know what you're going to do. You're just going to go there. You're going to say, look, if this is our number, nobody's going to move you.
Okay. So we have the spot that's where...
That's
where
the stage right there in the middle there.
The where it says main stage?
There's
there.
The stage. What's What are those other buildings in the...
It's probably actually where
the stage
is.
Roof
there,
is that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the right in front of it is the cement pad. That's square.
Okay.
And then up above that is where the sound booth is.
Oh, okay.
That those two
so
little squares
small.
That you see right there.
Okay.
But I'm actually glad we're not where it says 43 is because the rides are right there. And I don't really want to be right next to the rides.
Darren, I hope you go because it's not summer until you go to the Westland Fair and have a Lion's Burger.
He's not gonna
you have to have
be
a Lion's
here.
Burger. You're not going to be here?
I'm going out of town. Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're gonna miss a Lion's Burger.
I don't eat beef, so I'll be missing it too. Okay, so it looks like we're good for Saturday.
Yes.
Perfect.
So,
and then Sunday, Terry can be there from 11 to 1, and I figured since I'm going to help take down and gather up all the materials I'm bringing, I'll do 3 to 6. So we need somebody to be with us, evidently. So
are you guys
available?
Yeah.
Sunday. The whole time?
Yeah. My life is the fair this week.
That's great.
And I was going to bring my dad too.
They've got the pet contest too there.
Oh yeah.
Mont and Pet.
Oh yeah. And I might bring my husband too.
For the pie eating contest?
Yeah. And I might talk my daughter into coming.
You know what kind of pie they're eating?
Time in the booth.
Okay.
Does it matter?
So we can, do you want to, Kim, do you just want to come? It sounds like.
I've got some family stuff on Sunday. I mean,
okay.
If it turns out I can pop in.
Yeah.
Just don't count on me, and if I can, I'll pop in.
All right.
I think we'll have
that's good.
Okay. And the raffle tickets are worth it because you usually have pretty good odds.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. All right. Well, we're running a little over, but I think we can shorten some of our other talks. But I quickly remembered we had said we would have a questionnaire about the shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so quickly,
right.
I did a little research and I came up with this because I couldn't remember what you guys had suggested before. Cities like Tualatin, Forest Grove, King City, and Hillsboro provide public transportation within their communities, and then I had shuttles, that help citizens connect to places like TriMet stops, grocery stores, housing, etc. One, would you or anyone in your household be interested in using a shuttle service within Westland? That's the first question. If yes, where would you be interested in being connected to? And then if no, would you support this service if it were totally funded through, there's a nonprofit called Ride Connection. You hook in. I think they help pay for this. And TriMet. And then I said, if no, would you support this service if it were partially funded through Ride Connection and TriMet and the city had to fund the rest? This was totally off the top of my head. So what do you think those are? I should change it? Should I add to
it? The only thing I would change is if it's partially funded, if it was, what did you say, partially funded through Ride Connect City?
Ride Connection and TriMet, and the city had the fun part of both.
And the city of Westland match.
Okay.
And
the city
better or worse
of Westland.
Because some people get up in arms like, I'm not paying for that because I don't ride it. But it's like,
yes.
Well, then don't complain about people being on the road.
Yeah, and then a lot of who use this would probably be maybe elderly people or people, low-income people, you know. Sometimes older people are sort of housebound and they don't want to do the one-time rides. They want to.
No, and Westland, I mean, Wilsonville have had a successful program for years.
Yeah.
They've had it for like 20 years.
Oh, I should add Wilsonville in here.
Yeah.
I forgot about theirs.
Don't forget those. Yeah, mention Wilsonville.
They didn't show up as a partner of Ride Connection,
they
though.
They probably don't need it.
So they have their own funding.
They figured out their own funding.
Yeah. Okay, I'll add Wilsonville. So if no, would you support this service if it were partially funded through Ride Connection and TriMet and the city of Westland had to match funding?
Yeah. Because they have to. They have to come up with some funds.
Match funding. Okay.
Or not match, to complete funding. Because I don't know what that number is.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I don't know if it's a match.
But
the city has to come up with 10% or 50.
To complete funding. Right, we don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's a big thing.
I do remember the mayor mentioning that there was definitely money there.
There is, but when TriMet was finishing up the Orange Line and they were talking about extending it through, which would be great, because for anybody that works downtown, you could just go. There was a lot of yard signs out, now I'm TriMet, it's like, oh my goodness. So that's a good question.
Is this short and sweet, I think? And then I'll just have like two clipboards.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an additional question I think we should add? Or I think the shorter the better is what I was thinking.
I agree. Yeah, because everybody's in a hurry to get to cotton candy. So.
Yeah, I know. This would just be check.
And the pie eating cotton.
Okay, I'll figure out how to get it on clipboards, and we can have those there. And then hopefully the city will follow up with similar questions at like some kind of, or you guys are on the transportation board, like a Survey Monkey kind of thing.
Yeah, and you hand it off and go, hey, there's interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's. That's something that the council specifically asked us to do. All right.
And then when you put on the clipboard, are you just going to make it like?
I was thinking I'd do this maybe check. What do you think? Oh, what were you going to say?
Well, because it's short, are you going to like partition it so like you have one piece of paper and there's three different responses on that page? Or keep it separate?
No.
Like short pieces.
I could do the questions at the top and then have people
sign
in.
It's probably better to have it separate so that, you know, because it starts influencing, like short ones like this.
Because
otherwise you feel you're doing a Survey Anonymous, but then you're like, oh, everybody else does or doesn't.
That's good. Yeah, that's true.
Unless you want to shame everybody and just start it by saying yes and shame everybody into it. It works.
I see. So have.
You used to work with engineers. That's how you get the donate more for nonprofits. Is you go to the guy that's not tight,
yeah.
And he puts the first donation down. If you go to the cheap guy first, then everybody gets $10.
I would have no idea how many to print out or anything. I mean, if I did the clipboard thing, we could always sort of cover it.
It's not going to have everybody's name on it.
No, not names, but...
zip code. It should have their zip code of where they live. That way...
I think neighborhoods might... people just telling
zip code and neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if some... we don't need somebody filling out that doesn't live here.
Yes. True.
And if they're lying, it'll sting.
Well, everybody's going to... Oh, so if somebody does sign up and we see it's a different zip code, we'll just discount that.
Totally.
Okay,
because
so that's
this is about internal. I mean, it could be beneficial if somebody was outside the zip code, because there are people that ride TriMet that do come here, and we have limited service. We only have the 154 that comes from Oregon
right.
City.
Yeah.
So there could be people from coming outside that would want that shuttle.
Yeah, we can decide, I guess. So not say, if you don't live in Westland, you can't answer this.
No, I think they should, but at least we know where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah,
zip code and
because someone could, you know, someone from an outlying area could come and park and use the shuttle.
Right.
I don't know.
Or if they work somewhere and need to come in on the train.
Or if the 154 doesn't serve them coming in, or they need to get here.
Right. Okay. Well, I think in the interest of time, I might just still stick with the clipboard thing rather than having.
Yeah, clipboard, but minimum zip code.
Okay. I like the idea of a neighborhood too, because
we're divided, just geographically divided.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
We got hills and cliffs.
All right.
Rivers.
I have one question.
Yeah.
If we're at a moving on to the next.
Well, we're still.
It's about the booth, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any conflict to having? I was given some materials, for instance, from 350 PDX about a petition that they're getting signatures for to resist and create regulation around some of the fossil fuel transport facilities that are being proposed and to stop the activities with export of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate, or is there some kind of a conflict? Can we have, like, at our booth, information? My thought being, I mean, it is related to climate.
Is it just a flyer or brochure, or is it
It's interesting because it's different than what I have the official petition that I've signed a petition before. It doesn't look like that. But it is getting signatures.
I think we should skip it.
At this point, because we already have this, and we already have a lot of other stuff.
I mean, they gave us some other materials to, if people are interested in getting involved in this,
mm-hmm.
that they
I wouldn't
can,
mind just if it...
It's just ways for people to contact them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
Having that out.
Well, and that could be with the book. So if you have the information in the binder, that way if somebody's interested... you know, pull it out.
Okay.
I think the one thing that's interesting with sustainability is, you know, if people are into or they hear it and like, oh, you're gonna make me sign something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's
okay.
Like, look, it's really, you know, this is the fun booth and everything's here, and it's like, don't be scared of us. We're not gonna make you go home and throw everything.
Plus,
are
we directly involved in? Are you talking about train? The transport of oils.
That's one of the aspects that they're getting involved in.
Because I think we have to kind of limit our stuff to Westland issues, I assume. I mean, I certainly don't. I mean, I would have I don't mind having information there, but I would rather focus on like the Backyard Habitat Program and things that are specific to Westland.
Although, I mean, the climate affects all of us, so.
Oh, you're talking in terms of climate. I was thinking
well,
of the oil trains. And
I mean, it's both.
The tanker trains.
It's both.
That it could crash and flow up.
And they can
neighborhoods.
Crash on their way to Portland, and we don't even know.
I was saying, do we have?
How close a
do
rail line
Do we have
line
train
is.
Tracks that run through Westland?
Not no. through Westland.
No. Through like us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I would bring it and then we'll just decide
okay.
then what, based on what it looks like.
All right.
Yeah, because I remember, I don't think it was sustainability, but I've been to booths before that were sustainability and it was confusing if they had, if there was a lot of stuff in.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, thanks guys, and
right.
you walk on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just so that we keep it simple when they come in.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds good.
All right. So, I guess the education marketing series, I have the brochures. Did you see the email about that? Yeah, and I think I'm just gonna.
I'll let you hang on to this because it's so nice. And I'll know that it's coming.
I didn't put, we had talked, there is, we've talked about having an October talk on weatherization, but that's kind of far into the future and I wasn't sure if that was coming. Did that come from Glenn?
I'm not sure, but it's next on the agenda.
Right, that's kind of where I've moved. Actually.
Well, so
did you have any more things for the parade in the booth?
No, but you might want to discuss marketing a little bit more. So, if you want to put
right.
something in the utility bill, then it would have to go in August because the talk's in September. So we
right.
would need whatever language you want. To get to me so I could get it to
oh.
them by the August
the
15th.
So you need the language by August 15th for that to be in the thing.
Yes, if
yeah.
we want to market the September
yep.
talk in the
okay.
August bill, then someone needs to put something together.
With a graphic or just
so actually
this,
I can just
I mean this came from Alicia, so
I can just use this.
It. Yeah. Because that's the
okay.
You're so good at the easy button. It's efficiency. Bam.
So that, yeah, I was just going to say that would be a great place to put that. And I will send it out to, now that I have the Neighborhood Association presence.
And Alicia can send it out to her email list, which has, I'm pretty sure there's thousands of people on the email list.
Oh, good. I don't think she, yes, she did. She sent me the electronic form of that. So I'll do that. I'll email Alicia about getting that on her list. I'll send it to the Neighborhood Association boards.
And then for the next meeting, for the October talk, we'll talk about that at the next meeting to
yeah.
do the same thing. Get
yeah,
because
there's that one we have to flesh out a little bit because there's organizations that will actually come in and give weatherization demos and stuff. So it's Alex knew more about that. I think we'll have to, hopefully we'll see Alex again someday. I miss all his input. Anything else for marketing?
Well, wasn't there talks on the weatherization of a connection with a nonprofit? So
that's what I was saying.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
okay,
there is
right.
a
that
I,
connects with it, saying you can come, and then if you need help and you qualify, we'll come out.
Yeah, there's that. Plus, they also do a demo on like inexpensive ways to weatherize your home and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's
everybody
goes
home with a can of foam, right?
Yeah. Or
has there been a date set for that yet?
No, we haven't. But it's October. We know it's October. You know what? I will email the library and get an October date from them. Oh, but or October dates, and so that we can hopefully Alex can get in touch with them. Give them some dates and see if we can get that done. And that would be our last, that was our last program, education series program was the October one. So I will email the library, get some October dates. So for marketing, I can go ahead, I'll put it on the Nextdoor. Well, no, everybody in Nextdoor has a different, you sort of have, I can do broader area.
What about the neighborhood associations?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to send it to the board, the neighborhood association
oh, okay.
board. I got that email from Alicia. There's that group email from Alicia. Nextdoor. Does anybody? And then Facebook. You've been doing Facebook too. Oh, and then I'll ask Alicia to print out a. The library will only post it on their big board inside the doorway if it's a certain size, like 11 by 18 or something like that. So I will see if Alicia can somehow modify this to make it in that size at the library. She did that for me for the last talk I did. Because if you don't have that 11 by 18, you get relegated to just the pile of stuff in the lobby. Mm. But if you give them an 11 by 18, they'll actually mount it on the wall and all that kind of stuff. So we need to do that pretty soon for this one, actually. And are you guys open for me to send you the electronic, and you can just send it to people you know or people that
sure.
groups that you belong to or whatever. So I will do that email of the hardware. All right. Anything else? Anything else? No.
I think so.
Caught up in our time. we just finished up the October one. So I will also. Did you write email Alex about? We need a contact for the weatherization people. Because I don't know. You don't know who they are, do you? No. It was so long ago we talked about it. Well, then let's go to the remainder of 2019. So things that we decided on with council that would be our goals. Pretty much listed here. I wonder if there was another one on here. Yeah, I think we're kind of getting this one. The transportation was the other one. So, what do you guys think about what Sarah had suggested about the kind of wading our way through the plan? The sustainability plan, which was actually written it was updated in 2015, mm-hmm. but I don't know when it was written.
It was originally done in like 2008, I believe.
Oh, is that long ago?
Wow.
I think so.
Here it is, yeah.
When's it due to be revised?
In
2008. Or how frequently?
I'm not sure if it has a schedule in there.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I don't think so. The only thing there was a schedule on was an addendum or appendix.
So in 2013 it was updated?
15.
It started in 2013. Council
There it is.
Passed the resolution in 2015.
Okay, so it was adopted. Then. So there is this Appendix D. Let's talk about climate change. Yeah, I do think we should bring Glenn into this before he leaves the board. So I wonder
that would be good timing. That would be a very key thing.
I wonder if we should. Of course, he's going to say the same. He'll probably, knowing him, say the same thing that Sarah said. Maybe we should go through it and see what we've actually done. What he's actually done. So it starts on 18 with the built environment.
Yeah, so it's built around these strategies.
Yeah.
So you could, go.
Page.
Strategy by strategy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's going to take effort to contact people to. I mean, some of
see
these things
done.
I can answer. But,
oh, good. Okay.
But some other things you're going to have to spend time contacting people to see if anything's actually been done to move toward that strategy.
So, do you think we could get through maybe? Well, we could just.
Can you identify which items that you can answer without doing a deep dive? Like, if you go through it, you can go, I can answer this goal or this goal or whatever, so that to save time.
Yes.
So,
you know, we're like, okay, we know what this is. And then while we got Glenn the Wizard, where people have to be contacted that have institutional knowledge of what the intent was.
Right, so I think the purpose of this number, agenda item number 7, though, was to figure out which of these you really wanted to focus on, because you're not going to be able to focus on all three of these things. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
so
right,
you want to concentrate on the plan, or maybe make the plan your goal for next, your big goal for next year.
Yeah.
And concentrate on the bee friendly language, or starting to talk about community garden expansion.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to add an and.
Oh.
Because again, you said we're losing Glenn, who's been a long term member. So if you can identify the ones that are like of this, that we're like, we don't have to talk about that. Mm-hmm. At least if you can identify the ones that need other people's input, it could be sent to him and go, can you add to this? Because maybe he can't. And then have it be next year, in case we have to pick his brain before he leaves. Yeah. Because I like the idea of having it be a next year goal.
But then we're not.
But then he'll be gone.
So there's one, two.
Well, he might be the contact then, right? Because if I were going to do this as a group, I would figure out who was going to tackle what, figure out who the contact was, how you're going to tackle it, and spend a couple of months figuring that out, and then spend the rest of the year actually getting data, getting information, so then you could do a report at the end of the year of
where
we've made movement and where nothing's happened. So
so there's seven, it looks like there's seven, it's divided into seven sections, or eight, no, seven sections, starting with built environment, energy, natural areas, so on. So you're saying we should find out the contacts for each of those?
Well, if Darren knew, if of those seven, where Darren can say, I know who to get, I know how to deal with this, then that's just not on the list. And then the ones that he's like, this is going to require a deep dive, then at least you can ask Glenn, you know, and if he's the appropriate contact, or at least are you willing to, you know, if you're not on the board, are you willing to you know, connect with us next year to take this on as a project? Because once you don't have him, then, you know.
Because
I agree, this could take a lot of time.
His expertise was in what I thought we were saying was more in the on the climate change part of this. Like, a lot of these don't have anything to do with climate change.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe we just let it go then. I don't what's the most bang for the buck between now and the end of the year?
Well, I was wondering if we just divvied it up and said, let's do the first two, let's all read the first two before the next meeting, and then Darren can tell us what he thinks has been done, or who we should contact and what's been done, or what do you think about that, Darren, like breaking it out?
This is something that should be over the course of several months
to
figure out, first of all, to figure out what your goal is with this.
Right.
If we're just going to, I mean, they've already outlined everything. There's your step one, there's your step two, there's your step three. So are we going to go through the steps and say, has that step been accomplished? If it has, what was the outcome of the step?
Yeah, you're right. Then you can't just say one. Because
concentrate mixed-use develops and compact, walkable, human-scale centers that connect to public transit. So I can say, no, there's been nothing done. But we are working on a waterfront plan, which is the intended outcome of the waterfront plan.
Which this feeds into, because this impacts the development.
Develop safe pedestrian, bike connections, other infrastructure. So that gets done slowly, but like the Highway 43 plan, you know, that's going to be constructed on the north end in the next few years. So that is working toward that goal.
Yeah.
The Main Street reconstruction is going to have a bike, a cycle track, separated bike facility. Eventually, Willamette Falls Drive will have all of that So it's all being worked, we're working towards all of it. It's just, you know, it's mm-hmm. really hard to, I guess, quantify.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Yeah, so I guess.
I can get a better sense of what, I can see what Sarah was thinking. I was thinking of not of maybe just crossing off those that are in the works or have been done, and then just maybe highlighting the ones where nothing has been done, and just maybe point, I don't know where that leads to, if it leads to just telling the council, look, we haven't done anything on this subject.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you could also, yeah, you could also, see, I haven't really
some of these are huge, though. Like
some
you
of
said,
them are,
they
yeah.
just, they take
yeah.
a very long
right.
time, but because it's in our language, it helps influence, you know, the code development, and like you said, you know, I don't know that it would offend, they would have been pre-wiring new houses to take out solar, you know, if you didn't have this in place. They may have, but that helps influence when new.
Yeah, so you know, there's, like you said, there's seven different topics,
yeah.
and then each topic has a few goals.
Right.
So the place to start might be to figure out which topic is the one that's most relevant to the Sustainability Advisory Board. So like pedestrian, bicycle, infrastructure, Transportation Advisory Board does a lot of that work.
Yeah,
that's affordable housing. Affordable housing, you know, how much does the Sustainability Advisory Board want to concentrate on that versus
so maybe choose some goals that really more apply to
what I'm thinking. So like,
well, energy,
natural areas.
Right.
Natural areas.
Seems
we've
the,
already done actually we've done, like from what I can tell, we've done a lot in the energy part of this. Last year we even did some when Glenn was working with the, but yeah, natural areas.
So like something like this, you know, this is already required. So when you
stormwater, yeah,
when you do a development, you have to treat and detain the stormwater on site.
Yeah. And I just got a copy of it, the draft of the new master plan for stormwater.
So I mean that's you know, that's one strategy or one approach you could take to it.
There's health and food. Well, that's our community garden thing. Well, you know, I mean, since Glenn is such a maybe on this, maybe we should not necessarily count on him. But
well, what's the biggest thing? So before he goes, what's the biggest thing that he brings that we need to know? You know, before he.
Well, he had a big hand in writing this plan,
right?
Actually. And I thought the idea was. That this appendix, there's an appendix in the back somewhere that was supposed to be updated regularly. Do we have the copy of it? Top priorities. Is that it? Appendix
B. Yeah, I think that's what they've discussed is Appendix B.
Yeah, Appendix B was the one that needs to be updated, and that's the one where we thought we would pull out climate change language to Appendix B. That's what I'm I think that's what I got from Sarah a few weeks ago when we were talking about goals. And and instead of coming up with a climate action plan, coming up with a new appendix that specifically targets climate action, and then bring that to the council. And I assume there were some things in here that already could somewhat fall into that climate action category. That's what I thought. But so what you're saying then maybe is to I don't know.
So this is 2019 goals. So we've got, we're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
We're doing the parade. We'll have a meeting next month. So we've got August, September, October, November. Do you guys meet in December?
Usually.
It's up to the group what month you meet. You can take off any month you wish.
Optimistically, it's 5 months, but you got a Thanksgiving and, so things could get delayed. So for between now and the end of the year, on here is the education series. So you got that because you're going to do this one and one in October. The strategy for updating the plan addendum, which we're talking about now, the community garden expansion, and the bee-friendly language. And what you're saying, Darren, is that this would be really ambitious to do all of these between now and the end of the year, right?
Yes.
So.
For sure.
So.
But I'm just right now. I'm just thinking about that strategy. What strategy? Or do we even have a strategy? Should we just put it off till next month? After we talk to Sarah, what is that strategy? Should we take it one by one? Should we just pick one and do that one? Should we have?
So following up on what Kim's saying, So I think the strategy being, which one do you want to work on first of all? Do you have enough time the rest of this year to update the sustainability plan, or maybe focus on something else and make the sustainability plan the goal of next year? Because at the end of this year, the group will put together
what we did,
what you've accomplished this year, and what your goals for the next year are.
Okay,
so we're definitely doing the
talk's done.
It's
resolved. You're doing some fine tuning on details on a date.
And then I don't know what amount of work, or I'm not even sure what item C, community garden expansion, would entail.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of late in the game to do a community garden. Unless it's expanding it for next year.
Yeah, it would definitely be for next year.
So one thing that's going on right now is, so there are unused right-of-ways all over the city.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
do we have a list of them?
Public Works has just mapped them all.
Oh.
And has had come out with a recommendation on which ones they recommend the city vacating and which ones to remain under city control. And so that would be a good place to start, to look at that map.
Yes.
And say, okay, this isn't a good place for a garden because it's sloped.
Right.
This isn't a good place for a garden because there's no access to water anywhere.
Okay.
So that could be something to start on. So before they get to the point of ready to start vacating all of this, you could at least weigh in and say, well, we think you should maybe save these three.
Because you got to have resources. They're no good if you don't have access to water.
Right, so that would be
I think that would be a good thing.
So let's just do that. And then if the bee language fits in, great.
Yeah.
And we'll just focus on the community garden because that's something that could be a no big deal or it could be a big deal.
And there's already
because
one
of infrastructure.
The mayor was going to give me the name. There was already a person who lived near a place, and they already wanted to make a garden. So there's some people out there already waiting.
Oh, so that could be a huge success even before the end of the year if there's stuff that's identified. Like it doesn't have to be all at once.
And then there's other. Yeah. So there's a lot of steps that would have to. A lot of things that would have to fall, but one. So, I don't know if the mayor's talking about this, but. So I was contacted by the Montessori school up by Sunset School.
Oh yeah.
This was like 3 years ago, and they were interested in that Kelly Street right away. which I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's just the big swath of lawn that goes Kelly Street dead end sort of at the creek, and then it just goes up to the next street, which I don't remember what the name of the street is. But they were interested in, they were potentially going to be renting a house down adjacent to that unused right away. And they were interested in expanding their gardens, because if you've ever been up there, they've got gardens all over their property, right?
Yeah.
And it's a teaching tool for them.
Right.
And so I went to the public works director and asked about it. And so he was like, well, we don't have any policy or program, so we can't, you know, we can't do that. And so I was like, well,
let's make one.
Yep. So that's when I started talking to the SAB about this. And Sarah Wyman, that used to be on the board, her daughter went there. So her and I started doing some research, because in Portland, I live by an unused right of way, and the Portland fruit tree project came in and put a bunch of fruit trees in.
Were they maintaining them?
Well, yeah, then the neighborhood association maintained them, but anybody could just go over there and pick fruit whenever they wanted to.
Oh, that's nice.
So I was like, I know Portland's got a program. Then we found a program. There's a couple of them back in the Midwest somewhere. I don't remember the cities off the top of my head. But anyhow, then that sort of got lost in a shuffle. And now that's why I keep bringing it up.
Let's just do it. That one sounds like it's the easiest to get the most traction out of.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And if they've just done the map, then it's fresh. It's identified. You've been having talks for years.
Yep. And then, because the first step, if we don't have a policy or program around it, the first step might be, well, let's just pick one site as a pilot
and
see how it works. And if it doesn't work, then forget it. But if it,
but you know,
if it's successful and you can get the people to take ownership of it, and the city doesn't have to expend a lot of resources to to clean it up and maintain it and all that kind of stuff, and people just sort of take ownership of it.
So you don't think, you think if that a policy doesn't have to be written up?
It does.
Well, I think, well, the council can, you know, basically just say, yeah, we want to do a pilot project, and then, you know, we would have to figure out some parameters. Staff could
and
do
then
that.
So it doesn't get out of
And then that would be the policy.
Staff could do that and say, this is going to be a 1-year trial and see how it goes. And then, and then in the meantime, we can start working on an actual policy language and a program language and municipal code language, whatever you need.
Got it. Yeah.
And the bottom line is, it doesn't end up costing the city a lot of money, because that's something that came up in transportation.
Right.
You know, because when you have a separate bike lane, that I can want landscaping in it, but the first question is, who's going to maintain this?
Yep.
And you don't want homeowners crossing a bike path with a lawnmower, you know?
Right.
I mean, it costs you a lot of money to send maintenance out. So if you can have this, and that's been an issue in town with some of this right away. There was a big thing in the paper with one of the neighbors going, how come the city isn't maintaining this? And like, how come we're maintaining this?
Yep.
I saw that.
Yep.
So this would be good to help it as a system.
So
you already got juice on it.
Yeah, right there. And like I said, the mayor did know of another person that was already willing to go. I don't think it was that one. I think it was a different one.
But yeah, they're all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is the map available online? Or
I think it had gone to council. So
if you can send it to us. If it's online, great.
Yeah, I can send.
Okay, and we'll look at that.
And you said there are resources with it, so when they identified the map, there was access to water, right?
I don't think so, but that would be easy to add into it.
Because like I had friends that had the gardens at the grade school in Willamette, and they were taking care of it one summer. They're like, we're going to be on vacation. Can you help us with the community, you know, the kids' garden, because they want to keep it alive? And I went down there, and the school had shut the water off.
Yeah.
So I had my little red wagon, and I brought along all my milk jugs, and I knew the neighbors across the street. I'm like, can I use your hose? And I'm going back and forth across the street with water jugs, you know? So it's like, you want people to plant a garden, but that doesn't work.
No, well, yeah, schools are
really
tough
dies,
because of
you know?
This summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer program. All right. So hopefully get that right-of-way thing. And you said there's a way of figuring out overlaying it with the water.
Yeah, yeah. So I can
yeah.
I can work on that.
That would be great.
Yeah, because if we can't keep it alive through July and August, then it's just going to be
sadness.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah, there's, yeah, so that's, you know, this is some of the things that you can work out through discussions over a couple of months. Is
yeah, and I think the one that the mayor was talking about was an HOA, because they're probably maybe more reliable if the people within the HOA are actually using the garden. But that was the reason to have Lisa come, to see like what steps they took to get Robinwood going. But there, that was probably easy because they already had a building with water, and it was just the back of the building and stuff. Going back to the sustainability plan, maybe if we just all read it, maybe more thoroughly, and then come, and I'll see what Sarah was. If Sarah had a definite strategy for that, but perfect. I think if we all read it, maybe put check marks next to ones that sound like they have anything to do with climate action.
So read the plan, look over the plan, clean up finish the content for October, and then
education series,
right?
Yeah,
and then go community garden.
And then if you guys, another homework item would be to, so am I right in that going to the bee friendly thing, that's something we should at least be familiar with, the language of it, and was it a Xerces Society program that the city signed on to? It's on the website. So I just think that we should be familiar with that, what that program is and what it, because I am what they require a city to do. I know they put in the garden at Mary S. Young, but there must be more than just that, just putting in one garden, if you're going to be city, considered a bee city. Are you familiar? Are you guys familiar with that program?
I mean,
I
heard that the city got a designation.
Yeah, that's all I heard too. So I just thought it'd be.
I got you. You went like, what does this really mean then?
Yeah, that's what that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
What does it mean? What does just figure we should at least read, and I'm.
What are we reading though? Where is it located?
It's on the website. I found.
Yeah,
it.
You should be able to find information on the website.
And I
don't. You have a lot of confidence in the city website.
I know. But there's also.
It's all there. You just have to dig through and find
you
it.
You work here. Come on.
Yeah, there was talk about redoing the website.
I struggle sometimes to find stuff that I know is in there. Like, all right.
I believe they are working on a revamp of the website.
Because it used to. It's actually worse than it used to be. You just got a home page. Now you just get like a list of.
Like, I know this is in here.
Stuff.
Where is it?
I know. I actually can't remember where it is either. There's also information on if it is a Xerces program. Do you guys know about Xerces?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's also information on where I actually found a lot of the info was on that I started to read, but I didn't get to finish it. Was on the Xerces website. What their program calls for. So that's another. That's what it is. It's the Xerces program. Okay, so let's just have that as be a homework. Read about that.
If we can find it.
If we can find it.
All right.
You promise it's in there.
I will send a link to it.
Okay.
That's gold. Thank you for the map to the trail of information.
I know, I can't. I must have found it on the Parks and Rec. That's where it would be.
Yeah, I think that's where it's at, actually.
All right. Should we go through our action items? It's quite a few, actually.
We have a bunch of these.
Our new action items, The new for.
Aaron did the residency requirement check. Banner's good.
Oh no, I'm talking about the new ones we just created.
Yeah, so here's what I had. Let's see. Cindy was going to contact Glenn about the addendum, talking about October and November meetings.
Interested at all in it? Yeah.
I am going to get the flyer into the water bill. For August.
Yeah.
and see if they can attach it as a PDF.
Okay.
To the electronic vehicle.
Okay.
If that's possible.
If it can be like a second page as a PDF.
I just wonder if they use a third party something.
Yeah, I'll find out.
It's a yes or no.
Yeah.
And then Cindy's going to contact the library for October dates for the weatherization talk. Cindy's going to contact Alicia about the display for the library for the September talk. Cindy's going to contact Alex about a weatherization contact. I'm going to send the right-of-way map to the SAB. I'm going to send the link to the B-City USA program to the SAB, and the SAB is going to review the sustainability plan and review the B-City USA program.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
Sounds good.
I have
another email.
I guess that's it. I have other things to do, but that's just more marketing stuff for the September thing. Just helping to spread the word. Okay. That's it.
And then probably for the next month's meeting, it'll concentrate on the weatherization talk, and then maybe start discussing the community gardens.
Yep.
Two primary.
3 years. So. You got to have a win out of this. I mean, besides the fact your friend's kids are grown now, they probably can talk to you. But.
All right. Thank you. I guess our meeting is adjourned. Everybody.